Hello and welcome to Radio Obliglot. I'm Simon Ager and this is Adventures in Etymology. In this adventure, we're investigating the fiery origins of the word bureau. A bureau is an administrative unit of government, an organization or office for collecting or providing information or news, a desk, usually with a cover and compartments, mainly in the UK, or a chest of drawers for clothes, mainly in the USA. It comes from the French bureau, meaning desk, office, ticket office, or office staff, from the Old French burelle, meaning frieze, that is coarse woolen cloth, or a garment made from frieze, from the late Latin burra, meaning a small cow with a red muzzle, or a shaggy garment, from burros, meaning red or reddish-brown, from the ancient Greek buros, meaning flame-coloured or red-headed, from bur, meaning fire, lightning, or fever, from the Proto-Indo-European pehur, meaning fire. How did we get from coarse fabric to a desk to an office? Well, back in the 14th century, the French word bureau meant a carpet on which one did one's accounts, probably made from coarse fabric. Later it meant a table for doing accounts, then a place where you do your accounts, and by the 16th century it meant an establishment open to the public where a service of collective interest is undertaken. The word burl, meaning a coarse woolen cloth, also exists in English and was borrowed from Old French. And the old word borrel, meaning a mean or ignorant or unlearned fellow, probably comes from the same roots. The English prefix pyro, which means fire, heat or fever, as in pyromancy, meaning divination by fire, pyrometer, a thermometer designed to measure high temperatures, and pyroclast, solid matter ejected into the air by an active volcano, comes from the same Proto-Indo-European root, as do such words as fire, pyre, and purge. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Thank you for listening and or watching, and goodbye.